American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, May 5th, 2008. That's right, you're listening to Newsreel, the global sit-round on core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening and distributing this program, you are too! You can follow up on all these news stories, and you can check my facts by going to my live journal. And you can get there currently by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Pure Rock Radio, Radio Red Mercury, Second Light, Node Archers, Grid 137102999. Which, incidentally, makes me think, I need to get, I'm going to put out a Photoshop right now. So we need to have a Photoshop created, because I want to create a logo for the Second Life thing. You're going to like this thing. This is a good Photoshop. Yeah, Sim is
I'm
here.
I'm here, too.
Sim's here. Okay, but as we know, now we're broadcasting fairly regularly.
Second Life.
From Hunker Downs, which is now...
At a random time
well,
and
the
date.
Well, the old location is no longer there, so we need to make sure that we can at least leave a sign there so people can find the new one.
Yeah.
If you don't know where it is, the logo that I want to get made is going to be of a dude, like an archer. Right?
Okay.
But he's kneeling.
Yeah.
And he's got his bow up or something like that. But on his cape or on his chest plate or something like that is three sets of numbers. So three numbers up and then three numbers down. So it makes like a square of numbers.
Right.
The first set of numbers is 137. The second set of numbers is 102. The third set of numbers is 999 along the bottom. So it makes like a perfect square. So you got three and then three and then three, right? So you
very clever.
Yes. And then that goes on the cape of the dude. So when you're looking at him, there's an archer with the grid coordinates on the back. Bada boom, bada bing. Bam-o!
Everyone knows where to go.
Well, and it's clever.
It's clever.
It's an archer. It's Node Archer 137102999. Because I don't think this is going anywhere. And the great and powerful ball traveler, who's been just his wife left town. Like, you know, that's server for you. You know,
they align stuff.
Yeah, they align stuff at the right time. So, oh, things are moving. We're gonna get stronger. Let's get Baldy's wife out of town so he can put on the diapers and not leave the computer for 4 days.
So now we reside in a very large pyramid.
Yeah, you know, and the first thing I complain about when I first show up back is like, why isn't there a monument over there to Baldy? But he hasn't set it up yet, so God love him. The amount of work he's done in here has just been staggering. There's some other people who've been involved as well. I know. I don't know the extent of how much they've done. If I'm skipping anyone, don't think that, well, Baldy's getting all the credit. Well, if Baldy did all the work, then fuck yeah, Baldy gets all the credit. But if you did some stuff and I don't know about it, let me know. I'm all about giving the credit here because that's why Baldy's going to get himself a little Perseus statue somewhere on the property.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm thinking a garden, maybe. Maybe not inside. Maybe we'll have an inside garden or, like, the hanging
could
gardens
be.
of Ball Traveleron or something like that. That'd be cool. But we're also, as well with that bow, you know. I was saying, you could also do, like, a techno archer. You could take, like, the archer thing, give them, like, a compound bow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You
can
really
nice
cybernize it out a little bit, you know. It'd be nice to do. Nice to do. Get it up. Get an upgrade. But it is also being broadcast. We cannot forget those poor people that are in meat space at 3403 19.4 North, 117 3729.50 West in the New Wasteland. Look that up and you will see the beginnings of one of the largest shanty towns we're probably going to see on the western coast, which of course I talked about in my Tales from the After Now. But that wasn't a prophecy, that was a fictional story, and this
not
is
real.
Just news, which I bring to you for entertainment purposes only. But some people, for some reason, you know, like the forums say, hey, I'm always talking beyond my pay grade. That's for sure. You know, I'm one of those kind of guys who just, you know, calls it like he sees it from the hip.
We saw some Power Armor on the big screen tonight.
We did! Before we get started, fuck yeah, let's talk about that.
Power Armor makes it to the big screen.
Power Armor, finally, finally makes it to the big screen, which, I mean, it was a superhero movie. It was a good superhero movie.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was...
Iron Man is what we're talking
about. Yeah, we're talking about Iron Man, of course. It was a movie that, I mean, everybody's very, very sure that everybody's going to check this movie out. Very WOG film.
Yeah.
The guy who, the Tony Stark dude, he's pretty WOG. I'd have to say Tony Stark's pretty
Built
WOG.
His own stuff.
Built his own kit. Can't go wrong there. Nice guy. So, you know, good film. You want to stay for the whole film. Stay for after the credits for sure. Don't go see that without staying.
Bonus footage.
There's extra stuff. So you want to stick around for that. There was there's one point in the movie that pissed me off though.
What's that?
Well, you know that scene, it's in the trailer, right, where he shoots a little missile at the tank and then the tank explodes or whatever? Because what you don't see in the film, which this isn't a spoiler, is that the tank shoots him, right? And he crashes, right?
Yes.
But I'm thinking to myself, man, what a waste of a tank crew. I mean, that tank crew hit a moving target that is man-sized with a tank shell traveling subsonic speeds. Like, you don't shoot those kinds of people.
That's hard to do.
That's fucking impossible. Dude, you hit a missile. You shot a missile with a tank.
Yeah, you don't destroy those people. You recruit them.
You land and you go, God damn.
That was a good shot.
You know what you're doing with that tank. I'm going to bend up your barrel here so you can't fuck with me again. But, dude, you know, the accuracy alone... You know, it was an amazing, amazing thing to do because you don't usually deploy.
That's not what they're for, right?
In that capacity, it was an amazing shot, and I felt Tony Stark. I was just like, Tony, don't
you killed him.
Those were some talented people working that particular.
Well, nobody really dies in the movie, so maybe they were okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, well, you see people kind of. I guess they kept the blood.
They blow up real good, but.
What you want to do is you want to have, like, you want to set up some sort of a, you know, like, I don't know. It'd be good to cross, like, Hostel and Iron Man, you know? So you got a bit more of the gore content up there, you know? Oh, my God! It'd be Black Hawk, Iron Man down, you know?
Yeah, it was on the opposite side of Rambo, let's say.
And we were talking about, well, we can't actually discuss more than that because I would be giving away stuff for the movie. But very, very cool. Very, very cool movie. Definitely worth checking out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think it was as good as, like, say, Spider-Man 2.
No. It doesn't touch that.
Which doesn't touch Spider-Man 2.
Or Batman.
And unfortunately, RoboCop would not win in a scrap between, they're talking, of course, about RoboCop versus Iron Man. RoboCop, well... He
didn't have the weaponry that Iron Man does.
Yeah, he's got
or
the spirit.
Or the strength.
He's got the spirit, and he's arguably as cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, I mean, RoboCop.
He's got the good voice. Good sound effects.
He's got the good voice, and with the backpack, he can fly... but he's
really RoboCop.
Yeah, in the third film,
movies?
They
fucked
the third film up so bad. I mean, I don't really even like to talk about the third film. It's so bad.
It was a hard time in your life.
Oh, it was really bad. I mean, when you look at the movies now, they're pretty dated. I mean, I played RoboCop for you, and you're like, "Wow, this movie's a piece of ass."
This is
check
definitely
out the
80s
ass movie that Sean just bought on Criterion. Wow, what
stop
the fuck's wrong with it?
Stop motion.
Stop motion cardboard.
Oh, he fell down the stairs.
Oh, but you gotta love Ed. I mean, Ed has you know.
Oh yeah.
If I could make
as a robot? Oh.
Oh, dude, yeah. If I could make pet Ed 209s, man, I could retire. Like, seriously, I just make pet Eds.
1 foot, 2 foot high.
And sell that shit out. Oh, yeah.
Patrol the area.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't even have to. If Ed 209 would walk around your house and, like, fuck with people when they came in, they're like, you're not, you know, whatever the hell buddy's name is, right? You know, fantastic stuff. And the audio in that film was incredible.
Beautiful. Sound effects?
I mean, the stuff that they did do. You know, it was...
the growling robots.
Yeah, you know, you can't go wrong. And
some programmers like going, woo, growling robot, I'm going to put this sound effect chip in.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And not only that, but realistically, I think Ed had more presence.
Oh.
I mean, for command presence, that thing had command presence down.
You couldn't turn him off,
You weren't going to try to argue with Ed. You know,
there is no arguing
with
that.
Yeah, with a man-shaped robot, you'll argue with
him. You couldn't even convince him otherwise.
No, Ed's just going to fucking...
You're still not complying. Nope.
He'll kick you in the chest and then put 320 mil rounds through you. You know, I mean, you got to love Ed.
So did he make it to subsequent films, or is he just in the first one, or did they make kind of a more improved Ed 209?
No, Ed was Ed.
That was
it. He made a quick cameo in RoboCop 2 where he had his foot stuck in a manhole cover. And he
defeated
was squealing because he makes that squeak. Yeah.
Defeated again.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's I mean, but that's the reason why I like it.
Yeah.
It's because Ed's a bad motherfucker in his own right, but, I mean, he falls downstairs, he's bitched. And the best part is...
Or manholes,
actually,
open manholes.
He makes that squealing pig sound when he falls. He goes, wee, wee, wee. I think I'm going to have to add that sound bite in on any robot so that if it crashes or
it
anything...
gets stuck in a corner.
It makes the squealing pig sound. That's the way it's got to go. I mean, that's magic. Okay, let's get into the show here. Sort yourself out. Dear Sean, I know what you think the future is in robotics, but in which area? Fabrication? Design? What do you think would be the best bet to focus efforts on so you do not train to be obsolete? That was sent in by Draven. Now, this is an interesting thing because today's show is kind of a cyberpunk special. Well, it's actually a Shadowrun special is what I've called it.
Okay.
It's going to be listed as a Shadowrun special because I've been looking at there's some interesting news stories, and all the news stories I was using just kind of came around and pointed in a particular direction. So I've kind of turned this one into the cyberpunk special, or I've said it again, it's actually a Shadowrun special, but regardless,
you wish
software is the way to go, okay? It's always the software. Even with robotics, it's not the hardware, it's the software. And that always gets neglected because it's not as glamorous, you know what I mean?
Because you build the cool-looking robot, but it's still got to move and balance and do all the cool stuff.
And it's
software.
It's an emergent field. Now, there is some certifications. One field that I would like to point people towards... Because a lot of people would want to like to get involved with computer security, right? Yeah. But what they're not realizing is there's a bunch of certifications out there right now for computer forensics, where you get given computers, you got to rip them apart, blah blah blah.
Fine. Get the data.
Get the data off, you know, so you can persecute nice college kids for downloading music, right? This is the idea.
You're going to jail.
You're going to fucking jail, right? So it's not. Very cool, you know, but I would rather have WOGs employed as computer forensics guys so when they download, you know, when they rip apart the computer and they look inside and they can see that, well, Johnny here has 5 MP3 files and I don't really think Johnny really needs to go to Assram Federal Prison
for the 5 songs.
For 5 songs. Granted, two of them are Britney Spears songs, you know.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to have people.
Maybe send them a warning.
It'd be good to have WOGs on the front lines in those fields.
Yep.
You know what I mean? People with the right kind of morality. And we're not talking about being subversive here.
Clean food, sir.
Yeah, yes. Clean food, sir. You know, I mean, I'm just thinking that it's not about being subversive. It's about being competent.
Yeah.
Because I think that...
Doing what's right.
Well, you got to bear in mind that I get accused of cop worship and everything. But I think that that police, actually, they get up in the morning and they try to do the right thing.
Yep. And in the environment they're in, it's hard.
Well, they're not educated, are they? I mean, they don't really know. They go, oh, computer guys are terrorists. Okay, computer guys are the last known good data I got says you're a fucking terrorist. So
that's what I'm going with.
You know, that's what I'm running with here, so I'm going to shoot you 5 times in the head while you're kneeling. You know, that's...
Put
that's,
down the USB drive.
Yeah, because...
Slowly.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice... You know, unit, you know, generally to be involved with. And I'd like to see people be employed. Now, there's going to be a huge shortage, and this is what I'm talking about when it comes to the Shadowrun show. So let's get to the Shadowrun news. In Shadowrun news, truth is beautiful. Now, this is something that this was the first story I came across.
Okay.
That made me think about how basically the privatization of espionage.
Yeah.
Is what I'm talking about. Check this out. Now, this is a service, which is a civilian service, which is offered. Truth is beautiful, without a doubt, but so are lies, poet-philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson said. And with the exception of politicians, perhaps no one fibs as beautifully as Alibi Network, a 3-year-old service. Okay, 3 years old.
Yeah.
That provides elaborately constructed excuses for its clients. People get into sensitive situations where they don't necessarily want their friends or family... to help them out, i.e. I'm fucking around on my wife. So we deal with it, says spokeswoman Helen Tracy. Whether you're looking to skip a day of work or secretly leave town for the weekend, Alibi Network can provide fake airline receipts, phone calls to your boss, explaining your absence, even mock up an entire itinerary of bogus conferences you were attending. Rarely has lying been so creepily airtight. The Chicago-based company charges $75 for simple phone calls to thousands of dollars for extensive lying. On top of the $75 annual fee, which you better pay, otherwise all your dirty laundry gets aired, the most popular service in the virtual... is the most popular service is the virtual hotel, in which the fibber can provide a boss or family member with the phone number of a hotel where he's supposed to be. The number rings on one of the Alibi's phones, which are staffed by actors who will answer the particular call has been reached. Incoming call can be then forwarded to the fibber's cell phone, make it seem as if he's in a certain city, even though he's not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. Shit. Some requests involve creative solution. One working stiff asked the service to get him out of a boring week-long training class that was mandated by his office. The solution, Alibi hired an actor to dress up as a courier, barge into the class, inform the man that his house had been robbed and he needed to go home right away. That's how far these fuckers will go.
Wow.
Yeah. Another request involved a married woman with small children who longed for a relaxing weekend away from her kids, I'll bet.
So much that she'd hire Alibi.
Yeah. Alibi concocted the story. The woman had won a free spawn weekend and a prize, trying to hire an actor to call her home and leave a voicemail message informing her of her quote-unquote whim, thereby clearing her for a weekend off with Juan, the pool boy. Still, Tracy admits the company assumes many of its clients are using the service for the purposes of committing adultery.
Assume. That's what they assume. First thing off.
You know, not exactly uplifting news, but hey, Alibi's site is the worst thing you can find on the internet, so you're not looking hard enough.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting shit.
That's very interesting. I wouldn't even think of that.
No, but I mean, this is
what's out there.
This is privatization of espionage.
It is
what this is. I mean, and now all the WOGs know about it.
Yeah.
So when you look at the privatization, when they have privatization of the military, they're called PMCs, private military contractors.
Yeah.
And now we're entering a realm, just as there's electronics, you know, there is technical private military contractors who work with different groups, which is what my next story is about in Tech PMC News, the technology secrets of Cocaine Incorporated. Now, this is shades of Sneakers. If you saw Sneakers... the main
great movie.
The main
still
bad guy, Ben Stiller.
No,
what the fuck?
He wasn't born then.
What was his name?
Robert Redford.
Guy. No, bald guy, arch nemesis Robert Redford.
Oh, I don't know.
You know,
I haven't
him.
Seen it in a long time.
He was
but
in
yeah,
fucking
okay.
Schindler's List.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley. I'll have you know. Yes. Yeah, he would have made a really good. He would have made a really good Professor X.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Ben Kingsley would have made a bitch.
I'm sure he was on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
if Patrick
yeah.
Stewart didn't take it, oh, fuck yeah. I don't know. Ben Kingsley versus Patrick Stewart, Professor X.
Both good. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going to give
I'd
it
go
to,
with either.
I like Patrick. Ben Kingsley would be a better bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, you could play... Ben Kingsley could play the Master in Doctor Who for the Doctor Who bad guy.
Oh.
There was a Doctor Who bad guy called the Master. He'd be really
British,
good at that. Why
that?
Am I so fucking quiet?
I don't know.
That's really quiet.
Steph,
holy
turn it
crap.
Up at the end.
Is my mic? Oh, hang on. I think my mic levels are down.
I think they were down a little bit.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
edge them up
let's,
a little
let's
bit.
Let's just move it up just a touch. No, that's not doing anything for me.
Okay.
All it does is turn me up inside my headset. So that's fuck all. Okay, well, whatever. Do what you got to do. We can crank
we'll
the volume
fix that in post-production.
Yeah, we'll do that all in post-production. Okay, but anyway. The technology secrets of Cocaine Incorporated. On a rainy night 8 years ago, a Colombian city of Cali crack counter-narcotics troops. Counter-narcotics troops on crack swarmed the first floor of a low-rise condominium complex in an upscale neighborhood. That's got to be scary shit. Door kicking on that kind of stuff, man? Wow. They found no drugs or guns, but what they did find sent shudders through law enforcement and intelligence circles around the world. The building was owned by the frontman for Cali cocaine cartel leader Jose Santa Cruz. Londono. Inside was a computer center manned in shifts around the clock by 4 to 6 techs. The central feature of the facility was a $1.5 million IBM AS400 mainframe, the kind once used by banks, networks with half a dozen terminals and monitors. The next day, Colombia's attorney general secretly granted permission for U.S. agents to fly the mainframe immediately back to the United States, where it was subjected to an exhaustive analysis by the experts from the Drug Enforcement Administration and various intelligence agencies. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what the kind of jobs you can get, because they need guys who do this. There's a critical shortage in IT right now to start with. Just to start with.
Yeah.
You can get certifications, government certifications, for less than $5,000 that certify you as a computer forensic specialist. There's
really?
A bunch of them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's like CAF. You do a search.
$5,000.
Yeah, like $5,000 and you can do this. Whereas when you're looking at like Cisco certs and shit like
that. Oh, they're in the tens of thousands.
Yeah, they're big money. Yeah. But of course, they want to get the law enforcement guys up So they need these dudes. We're talking, you take this course, you get the certs, you work for the CIA, bing, bang, boom, you're fucking in the door. And don't you ever kid yourself, guys. It is better to be the shepherd than the sheep, okay? Absolutely. You know, and when you're in a position like that and you got that kind of clout, you can use your powers for awesome and not necessarily for evil. So there's a lot of stuff that can go on here. And as you can see with the cocaine cartels, they're doing the same thing. They know this, okay? So the bad guys are doing it, and of course, everybody knows the Wogs are the good guys, so, you know, we have to kind of do something
about it. Be on the winning team.
Well, everybody wants to be on the winning team. I mean, that is the plan. Also, in Tech PMC news, which I'm calling Tech Gov news, but whenever I've heard of Tech PMC, now that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The House Judiciary Committee, this is something else they're doing, because let's talk about what the government's doing also to facilitate. This is why I'm pushing people in that direction. Robotics isn't your thing? Okay. Because that's like a lifelong pursuit.
Oh,
it's going to
yeah.
take you a while.
Dive into that.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you're doing when you're not, you know, when you're not cleaning the guns. You know, this is going to be something that you're going to need to do. The House Judiciary Committee has unanimously approved the Pro-IP Act. Have you heard of this
Sounds
thing?
Very positive. What is it?
It's no, Pro-IP. We like IPs. We're for them.
They're good, yeah.
A legislation proposal which aims to impose stronger penalties for copyright infringement.
Oh.
Why? The approval is no surprise, but the bill's chief sponsor is Committee Chairman Representative John Coyers. The bill would create a new position for a federal copyright enforcement SAR. Now, this means that there's a whole new division within the government to enforce copyright only.
Because that's a big problem.
Establish a new copyright enforcement division within the Department of Justice. So this is an entire new police force. This is why it'd be good to have WOGs working for these guys.
Yeah. Okay?
And would also permit law enforcement agents to seize property from perpetrators of a copyright infringement, which means if you have shared music, your computer is gone.
Or house, or car.
Or whatever. The controversial provision in the bill, which would have significantly raised financial penalties for the infringement by allowing the recording industry to collect damages for each track copied from a CD, was removed after receiving widespread criticism from critics and intellectual property law experts. So that law was removed. The Judiciary Committee's approval for the bill has been welcomed by the Copyright Alliance, no shit, an industry-backed group that has lobbied fiercely for more extreme copyright protection. The Pro-IP Act contains numerous means to increase copyright enforcement, both domestically as well as abroad. What do you mean abroad? We're the first world, motherfucker. There's nobody abroad has got any money to... What are you talking about?
You're not going
to
get any
Morocco
money off of
and charge fucking, you know, Habib over there who ripped off our latest Britney Spears track. You know, 50,000. Fuck off. The Pro-IP Act contains numerous means to increase copyright enforcement, both domestically as well as abroad, where the U.S. Trade Representative's enforcement, both most recent report shows piracy remains rampant.
Out of control.
Oh, my God. They're going fucking crazy with the piracy. Oh, Jesus. Hey, you know, Africa's on fire right now. Yeah, but they're copying our music. Yeah, there's like six-year-olds shooting each other with machine guns and stuff. In Africa, kind of got like genocide on the go down there. Yeah, well, free Tibet. No. Africa's on fire, man. Like, there's drought. There's like epidemics of concentration camps and shit. There's like child soldiers. There's shit down there that you can't even fathom. Yeah, but, you know, we really got to get this copyright. Dude, you know, fuck. There's other shit to worry about here. Than just, you know, your lost 50 cents because, you know, some kid should hear some decent music before he checks out or gets, you know, raped again in the sex pits of Thailand. You know, I'm just saying, maybe there's more important fucking fights we should be battling rather than, you know, going and doing this. Granted.
Yeah. Who's got the money, right? Corporations.
Oh, well, you know, that's what it is. It's
I wonder where this bill came from, from this senator. I don't know.
Oh, you know. And
he just
senator,
made it up overnight. I think copyright's out of control.
I'm sure he woke up in a cold fucking sweat and went, oh, my God, Britney Spears isn't getting every dime for her, you know, her program. You know, like, give me a break. give me. And that's another thing, too. You know, I used to rip on Britney fucking Spears. That was a famous rant.
Yep.
You know. We love to murder those people, don't we? We love it. We love to murder them. We bring them up from children, right? They're mousketeers.
Yep.
We bring them up, and then we just drive them into fucking insanity Okay, we beat them and we mold them, and the minute they fucking they respond by going insane after we drive them into insanity, we cut them into chunks and throw them to the sharks, and we watch them be consumed. We're so happy that Britney Spears has fallen apart.
Have you seen the South Park episode about that?
No.
You just described an entire South Park episode.
Are you serious?
To the letter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they throw them to sharks?
It was all about Britney Spears. Bring her up so we could murder her.
Sacrifice her.
Sacrifice her.
To
everyone.
You know, that's not the first
hilarious.
Time me and Trey Parker have been on net.
That
but,
is amazing.
You know, dude, yeah, I don't watch South Park, so yep. I'm happy that somebody else is talking about that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Because, you know, they slaughter these fucking kids and they bring them in. I mean, yeah, Michael Jackson's all fucked up, okay? Yeah, without a doubt. Okay?
Yep.
Michael Jackson is fucked up. No question. I don't know if he's actually a pedophile. Because
I think he's just a little twisted.
I think he's a little twisted. I don't think he's a pedophile. I think
he doesn't understand the way things work in the real world.
Yeah, I think he wants to stay a child forever, so he stays with children and stuff like that. I don't know. And there's some weird shit going on there. Or he got tried for it, whatever. If he is a pedophile, he gets to go and change the target at the gun range. But, you know, for me, I'd want to make sure, because my definition of a pedophile is a little bit, you know... I don't know where Michael Jackson's at with that. I think there's something wrong with him. I don't think he's... I don't know enough about...
I think
about
he's in another
script.
Category.
But
there.
If he is a pedophile, then, you know...
So be it.
Oh, I was cleaning it, you know. Seriously,
it just, it went off.
The gun just went off. I've got poor trigger control. Everybody tells me so. After this, I'll lay patrolling. Also in tech, PMC knows, which is Tech Leo, which is law enforcement officer. Tech Leo news. Because there's Tech Gov, Tech Leo, Tech PMC, right?
Yeah.
Tech Leo, another reason to look into the Shadowrun skill set of getting yourself all forensically nailed up is that the FBI this week says it's opening two new U.S. regional computer forensic laboratories. Two whole new labs.
Wow.
Doing forensics, where examiners are conducting growing number of forensic examinations of digital media, supportive of an investigation and or prosecution in a federal, state, or local crime. Now, we've got this bill passing.
Yeah.
Right? The FBI is building more fucking labs. With the addition of the new facilities in Los Angeles, Albuquerque, the FBI will have 16 RCFLs nationwide. Regional computer forensic laboratories. The RCFLs are a network of digital forensic labs sponsored by the FBI and staffed by local, state, and federal law enforcement personnel. The labs are available free of charge to 4,750 enforcement agencies across 17 states.
You think you shift deleted that music? Oh no, they can get it back.
Oh yeah, no, they can get that shit back. That's why we need shredders, and we need to have the training to know what the computer security... It's very important for us to understand computer, you know.
And what the other side is doing.
Yeah, you got to know what's happening. And we're the good guys. We are the good guys. This is important. You must never allow yourself to be polarized against law enforcement. Okay? The law enforcement, most law enforcement is actually walks. They're walk people.
Yeah.
They just don't know it yet. They really don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you take soldiers, you feed them the red pill.
Yeah.
So they wake up, and what do they become? Wogs. Cops, wogs. Why? Because wogs are not born. Wogs are created. These are people who have woken up due to stress or duress or whatever the fuck happens in their lives. And they come to the conclusion that, wait a minute, there's a lot of bullshit going on here. You know what I mean? And even the most doe-eyed, wide-eyed, naive cop in the galaxy is going to realize, wait a minute, man, this is all about the dollar. If only there was some way that we could kind of, you know, get together and do this kind of shit so that we can all get on the same page. That would be the plan. You know, that's the idea. But anyway, the FBI is building more of these offices. Now, the neat thing is that on the page that you go there, check this out. The number of investigations the RCFLs have handled have grown from 987 in 2003, okay, to 4,634 in 2007. Wow.
Well, everything's done through computers.
So the need
they got to know.
Oh, of course.
They got to know how to handle it, right?
Exactly.
It's not looking at pieces of paper anymore.
It's, the labs have been instrumental in solving a host of digital and no digital crimes.
No digital.
And no digital crimes.
Are you doing a no digital crime?
2007, experts conducted 4,634 exams, processing 1,280 terabytes of information. RCFLs provided assistance to 685 agencies. A total of 76,581 digital devices were examined. By the most popular by far, CDs. 37 8,424 CDs, followed by hard disks at 17,000, floppy disks at 11,000, and DVDs at 4,000.
Floppy disks.
Yeah, well.
That's a lot of floppy disks for nowadays.
They gotta have the floppy disks.
I haven't used a floppy disk in 5 years.
The interesting trend, the number of CDs, cell phones, flash media devices examined doubled from the previous reveal. Cell phones are all ripped apart too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you gotta bear in mind, this is what they're doing. There's work there. Okay.
Tons. Yeah.
Bang. A child is
more and more and more.
You know. One thing about WOGS, man. I got to give it to the Muslims. They had a really good idea with that whole religion thing and the headbanging rock crowd over there. They came up with a really good idea.
What was it?
Their idea in their religion is everybody should have a trade.
Oh, really?
Everyone's got to have a trade. Yeah. Brilliant idea. Even like if you're like a king or a prince or whatever, you must have a trade. Most will become like jewelry makers or shit like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm a writer or some shit. You know, they'll have some poof trade if you're like, you know, Mr. Rich Dude, right? Well, you know,
you're a poet.
Yeah, not a lot of king ditch diggers, you know what I mean?
No, they kind of match it up a bit.
Yeah. Or a scribe, you know, if you can write. I mean, that's a trade back in the day, right? So, but having a trade is cool. Having something you can fall back on is cool, and getting certified in computer forensics is kind of a different sort of field. Being a computer security professional is a different sort of field. You have to be a different kind of person, and I think, you know, WOGS have that kind of wiring, you know, on some level. I might be out of whack here. I'm sure there's people going, Sean, what are you doing? But, you know, the people who...
No, it's a good
people
trade.
I think it's a good
it's
idea.
Very emerging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so with, you know, you look at the acts that are getting passed, the growing number of digital offices being built. If it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, chances are it's a duck, man. Chances are there's going to be a lot of need for these guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, you invest yourself. Rather than going to college, you go search yourself up with computers, start doing some work, start doing work with the volunteer cop agencies and shit like that.
Yep.
Bang. Before you know it, you got yourself a heavily landed job because, dude, they need people. Everybody's dying for smart IT people, especially in America where they've got, you know, I mean, they're outsourcing everything, so nobody wants to learn computer training, and they're not going to outsource computer investigations. It's just not going to happen. Also, adding to that, another reason to get into this, still more PMC news. A congressional proposed design to stiffen penalties on enforcement against pirates and counterfeiters moved closer to becoming law on Wednesday. Okay. Which is more on that Pro-IP Act.
Yeah.
Right? So they're talking a little bit more about the... does not contain a... Sorry. Hang on. I think I got the same story twice.
Might be just from a different source.
Yeah, it is. They're talking about the Pro-IP Act. So I'll give you what this one still is. Further on the Pro-IP Act, a congressional proposed design stiffened penalties enforcement against pirates and counterfeiters moves to step closer to becoming law on Wednesday. And as expected, the U.S. House of Representatives and Judiciary Committee unanimously approved the copyright holder-backed enforcement proposal known as the Prioritor. Oh,
they approved it. The other one was just talking about it.
That's right.
Aye.
The Prioritizing Resource and Organization Intellectual Pro-IP Act, which is chiefly sponsored by committee's chair, John Coyers. The committee's ranking member of the U.S. Department of Justice is filling more intellectual property cases than ever, 217 in 2007, but suggested it's still not enough. The bill's passage shows there is a bipartisan commitment to ensure the next president and succeeding administrations have the resources, organization, and strategies that are required to protect the vital national and economic interests. Insert bullshit here.
That's all states has.
Ideas. That's right. The revised 68-page measure does not contain a controversial provision that would have dramatically increased fines in copyright infringement lawsuits. The bill, however, rewrites U.S. law to allow federal officials to seize property from convicted copyright infringers who made unauthorized copies of music, movies, or live performances. Live performances. The property could include computers or other equipment used to commit intellectual property crimes or obtained as a result from those proceeds. Oh, your house is gone. If you made money with it, you're fucked. At a previous hearing, Zoe Lofgren of California said she worried about, or Zoe, I guess, doesn't address the possibility that property could be seized from innocent people if a convicted pirate used it to commit crimes without their knowledge. At least one defendant in a peer-to-peer lawsuit brought to the RIA was sued because someone else was using their Wi-Fi as an access point.
You got to secure your own stuff.
Yeah, not so good.
No.
Not so good. It reminds me I better secure my own.
It's a good
Wi-Fi,
idea.
Actually. Well, I don't like securing Wi-Fi. I don't.
How's
I don't. I don't like fuck. I don't care if some guy uses the internet. Fuck it. Go ahead.
For pedophile pictures and cops kick your door down. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well,
true.
Went through your router. Prove otherwise.
Yeah, well, you kind of have to innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
You know,
doesn't look good, though.
No, it doesn't look good. Yeah. It doesn't look good.
Maybe it kinda sucks.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I should probably lock it down. And it's true. You know, don't leave your shit. You know, if it wasn't for you, you know, there'd be no thievery in the world. There's nothing I hate more than an unlocked footlocker. So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's go with a little bit more uplifting. Let's go a little bit more uplifting with our hands, with cyborg hands, with new limbs. Always nice to have new limbs. In cyborg news, it can hold a credit card, use a keyboard with an index finger, lift a bag weighing up to 20 kilograms. The first commercially available prosthetic hand that can move each finger separately has an astounding range of grip configurations. For the first time, worldwide, a patient at the Orthopedic University Hospital in Heidelberg has tested both the iLimb hand in comparison with another innovative prosthesis, the so-called fluid hand. 18-year-old Soren Wolf, who was born with only one hand, is enthusiastic about its capabilities.
Oh, so he never even had a hand.
Never had a hand.
Wow.
Now you've had to test two of the cyborg ones. Which ones do you like better? the new aftermarket limb magazine, eh? The new prosthetic certainly has advantage over previous models. For example, a comparable standard product from another manufacturer, Al Lowe's, only has a pinch grip using thumb and index and middle finger.
So useless.
And not a grip for using five fingers. This does not allow a full wrap grip of an object.
Upgrade.
And makes pleasuring yourself more difficult.
That's right. Complex
electronics and five motors contained in the fingers enable every digit of the iLimb to be powered individually. Passive positioning of the thumb enables various grip configurations to be activated. The myoelectric signal of the stump control prosthetic hand muscle signals are picked up by electrodes on the skin, transferred to the controlled electronics of the prosthetic hand. Batteries provide the necessary power. So, it's controlled by your nerve impulses actually saying open the hand.
Wow.
You know, pretty impressive stuff.
Very.
Thus far, Soren has only been the only patient at Heidelberg has tested both models. The experience is very important for us, says Simon Different, director of the Department of Upper Extremities and Orthopedic University Hospital in Heidelberg.
Upper extremities.
The two new models were the best of those tested, with slight advantage for the fluid hand because it is better finishing and programmed grip configurations, power feedback, and more easily adjustable controls. However, this prosthetic device is not in serial production. So the fluid hand is the better hand.
The cutting edge one. Yeah.
Yeah, big shock.
Newer
shot,
one's better.
Better tech is better. Newsflash. Better tech is better.
That's super cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. I'm kind of interested in that. Kind of interested in the whole prosthetics thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, this
Especially if you extend it further to power armor. I mean, if they can
take impulses
directly from you.
Well, that's what a land suit is. A land suit from the Appleseed films or whatever is like it's extension of the body.
Yeah.
You know, and if my grip on my giant robotic hand grabs something and I could feel it in my regular hand.
Yeah, it says feedback.
Yeah, that's right. So
you're
good to go. I mean, this is where it's going. And although these seem like pretty small steps, when you consider that it was less than 6 months ago that we were doing stories on just, you know, people even talking about this kind of stuff, a Bluetooth programmable. Now we got dudes testing two different ones with fluid programming, individual motors.
So fast.
Dude, like 5 years from now, what the fuck, man? People will be like, oh, I didn't realize you had an artificial leg. One of the things I've noticed,
yeah.
One of the things I've noticed is that people with prosthetics now, you see them walk across the road. Sometimes you can pick it out, hey, that guy's got a fake leg.
It's subtle. So
very subtle. Something in how they move, right?
Yeah.
Or people wearing casts. You could be in an elevator with a dude wearing a cast. You don't even know he's wearing a cast.
Yep.
When we were kids, man, fuck, if you had a cast on,
it's bulging out.
People knew it, man. You were immobile. It was this big fucking heavy thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same with, like, if you were losing a leg and you had a prosthetic limb, fuck, you were, you know, it was,
be
you were
clicking
a
down the hallway.
Clunk, clunk. You know, seriously, you had, like, the peg leg on the go. Not so much now.
And now you're powered up if you get one.
Now they're stopping the dude with the prosthetic legs from running in the Olympics because he's faster than the other dudes.
Too fast.
He's too fast. Can't run. Which I just...
You have an advantage. I have no legs.
I have no fucking legs.
No, you're
legs.
Better.
No, you have an advantage.
Good.
Fuck you, I have no legs, you know? Right on. Some advantage I got. But still, I imagine that guy...
You have to make your new Olympics, Power Armor Olympics.
If I was that dude, I would frame that fucking letter that said that we do not allow augmented humans to compete in the Olympics because you're just too fucking badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Too good.
Sorry, too badass. In rocket rig news. Now, this isn't really a rocket rig story, but anything to do with driving, I always think of my buddy Fat Ninja.
Yeah. Powering down the road.
In his rocket rig. You betcha. Listening to Newsreel as he travels across, you know, the world. Oh, you know, he's got his little FM transmitter out there raiding other people's cars and stuff. Good for him. But in rocket rig news, a California company, Accutex, has developed a tool to help police officers track down DUIs. It's called the Hawkeye and is functionally an infrared recording device. The principle is that when you are under the influence, one of the telltale signs is involuntary eye movement. This feature is independent of alcohol tolerance and so widely used by police to help judge whether someone is intoxicated. Hawkeye makes it easier for officers to see and, more importantly, record this behavior for use as evidence.
Wow.
That's the idea, at least. As it stands, the device is only being used in police station for training purposes and at select few checkpoints. It has never been taken into court. Like many new technologies, since there is a strong procedure for its use, or precedence for its use, many judges would not admit Hawkeye's recordings. There isn't a strong precedent, for its use.
Right.
So it hasn't been used that much. The major disadvantage of this technology, another reason why it's still on shelf, is in context, Hawkeye recording do nothing to show how sobriety tests were conducted. If the officer failed to give a correct examination, it could widely skew the results. So what this thing does is track your eye movement. It's like they... I don't know if they'd use this thing specifically, but it's another sensor that they're using
along with
the breathalyzer.
Indicator.
Yeah, pretty soon they're going to have a face mask or a face hugger.
Here,
thing.
Put this on.
You know, take attack!
You're drunk!
Cops with robotic face huggers. That'd be the perfect pursuit tool, eh? Really? I mean, you let it out of the car, the perp's running, it's just... it wraps its fucking thing, chokes you out, and drops
you. Can't see anymore.
Bang! Yeah, you're done. Monitors your sudden... Woo! That's going to go in an After Now book. That's a fucking good idea. I couldn't call it facehuggers.
No.
But it'd be something like that, though. That'd be a really good idea. Wow. Anyway, in Cyberscape news. Now, everyone knows that... I mean, you know, eventually it's getting to the point now that, guess what? The internet is here. Okay,
it's here to stay, not a fad.
The one that the whole cyberspace, as we understand it, the Johnny Mnemonic, Lawn Mower Man films, this is actually what's happening. I'm happy that the universe is going that way. It's a very positive way, even though, you know, as I sit here in Second Life, I've got a couple of half-naked dudes dancing in thongs. You know, generally,
it's getting there.
I mean, it's not really there yet, but it's a pretty good
go. Pretty good. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed as hell, you know. This is all paint on the Star Cruiser for me at this stage, but you know, it's pretty neat that we have the abilities to do the stuff that we can do. So I'm pretty impressed with it. I'm pretty happy with the direction things are going. So I try to report on virtual Cyberscape news.
Yep.
So on Cyberscape news, here's the Metaverse mystery of the week. Now, as we know, Nintendo is a heavy hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they got that new Jedi game. That's the one we should talk about.
Oh, the Wii Jedi
game. The new Wii Jedi game where you can use your, lightsaber, the Wii controller like a lightsaber. That's directly out of Snow Crash. That is directly out of Snow Crash. In Snow Crash, the guys were fighting with katanas, and he had, just a little lightsaber-sized katana thing he was fighting with.
That's it.
Are you fucking kidding me? If we could actually have swordplay and skill, you could actually have competitions and shit. You could have fencing. You could fucking sword fight.
Yeah,
you could be a champion lightsaber fighter. I mean, this is
for real.
I can't believe that shit. But yeah, there it is. So you know, Nintendo heavy hitter.
Put on your virtual headset, go into the ring.
But this is it. Now the strange new private island with a very familiar name recently emerged on a server grid of the virtual world Second Life, spotted yesterday by Second Life blogger Tetsuro Nino, and confirmed when I checked the world's dynamic map domain. We have to assume that it's an official Nintendo property. When someone buys a virtual island from Linden Lab, they'd get to name it, given Linden's DMCA enforcement policy, and likely they'd let just anyone dub an island Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
But that's just adds to the puzzle. Unlike console competitors Microsoft and Sony, Nintendo has few properties directed to the PC market. Last February, Nintendo president Satoru Iwata said he had no interest in adding an MMO to its Wii system. Nintendo's U.S. president, Reggie Fils-Aimone, said they wanted Wii to appeal to a crossover demographics, very much like Second Life audience, so maybe it's just a virtual marketing site like the Microsoft Xbox Island. Yes, nothing to see here. Move along. Here's a more tantalizing possibility. A German firm has created a Wii to SL interface for the treadmill.
For the treadmill?
And developers of Japan's SoftBank have created a Wii-like accelerometer game in Second Life. So maybe Nintendo is cooking up some interesting new product features. Neither Linden Lab nor Nintendo's PR firm replied to our queries by publication time. However, the island's off-limits to outsiders. For all we know, the Hanzhou Foundation is involved. So,
I'm lost.
Well, this is there's the island there. So what we need is we need our flying monkeys We need to send a recce team to gain access to the Second Life Island and get in there and find out just what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? Just what the fuck is going on over there? The Wogs have a right to know. This is our cyberspace, motherfucker. You can't just come in here. You're
the noobs.
Shit. You guys are the noobs here. So, you know, this is our place. It's where we live. Fuck off. Anyway, now, here's another one here. This is another, like, very serious thing that we're going to have to deal with eventually. This is going to be something that's going to pop up. And it's on the horizon. No one's talking about it. But
it's inevitable.
This is a real, problem.
Yeah.
I would think. In Gen Joke News, a leading scientist has warned about a new species of humanzee created from breeding apes with humans. Could be a reality unless the government acts to stop scientists experimenting.
Now, stop messing with the monkeys.
Stop fucking the monkeys. Scientists, stop experimenting. Chances of that happening? Very low. In an interview with the Scotsman, Dr. Callum McKellar, director of research at the Scottish Council on Human Bioethics, warns the controversial draft Human Fertilization and Embryology Bill do not prevent human sperm from being inseminated into animals. He said if a female chimpanzee was inseminated with a human sperm, the two species would be closely enough related that a hybrid could be born.
Is that really?
Yeah,
really?
Well, he's the doctor. Wow. He said scientists could possibly try to develop new species and fill the demand for organ donors. Organ donors. Well, if you have organ donors, then you might have things like slaves.
Yeah.
Because
Planet of the Apes.
Why wouldn't you want to have a humanzee slave? Or better yet, a humanzee soldier.
He's not human, so it's not really a slave.
We're
right?
talking about you bring in five or six of these things, you know, they start, you mate them off in term, you build training camps, you got yourselves, you know, completely disposable animals.
They have no rights.
Oh, yeah.
No human rights.
Sure. And how much monkey does it have to be a, you know, considered an animal?
Yeah.
What if this thing's just enough monkey, but it's female?
Yeah.
So it's kind of attractive. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if it looks like a woman, but it's considered an ape?
Yeah.
Wow, I've got my very own sex slaves.
Yeah. There's another industry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, what can't you do with this? Shit, they caught
shaved monkeys.
Well, there was that chimpanzee they shaved, and they had it in a whorehouse in...
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. They shaved a fucking ape, and they were fucking
That's
it.
That's disgusting.
Of course it's disgusting. It's beyond disgusting. But, I mean, this is shit that's going on in the world, man.
Wow.
I mean, this is what we're dealing with here. This is the new problem.
So watch out what you're paying for there. Just,
yeah, make
do
sure
a little
that,
check there.
You know, if it smells bad, don't eat it. You know, generally, that's my viewpoint. But
try and hold up a conversation with it first a little bit. You know,
bioweapons are inevitable. Personally, I think baboons are the way to go.
Yeah, strong.
They're strong,
pound
fast.
For pound.
They got jaws on them like dogs. They're dogs with prehensile hands and brains. You know, I mean, they're
dangerous.
They're dangerous animals. And if you make them smart, dude, you can teach them sign language.
Yeah?
You can teach them sign language, they respond to hand symbols, and you uplift their brains. Dude, I mean, we're talking about a lot of very serious power here.
You just sign to them, destroy village north.
Or just fucking fuck it. Drop them in there, fill them full of BZ compound. They fucking
let
kill
them go nuts.
Everything. Yeah. They don't eat or whatever for 4 days, and then they die off. You've got your very own zombie force deploying 28 days later as a weapon force.
Feasible.
Totally feasible. I mean, that's a terrifying concept. What if you put down a virus that has a total lifespan of, like, say, 5 days?
Yeah.
So even the ones that get infected won't last longer than 5 days. So
problem
you,
takes care of itself
yeah,
afterwards.
And it just slaughters. You have 28 days later for you know, 28 days.
5 days later.
Of course, spontaneous mutation, not so great.
No.
Now, in Afternow, I had a thing called a crack stick. And a crack stick was a series of processors that were all stacked up that you could use to use encryption cracking and stuff like that. And this is something that was created by Microsoft. And this is in crack stick news. You may have heard about that. Microsoft has developed a small plug-in device that investigators can use quickly to extract forensic data from computers that have been used in crimes.
Really?
If anybody can get me a copy of one of these things or can drop one in the mail, I'd really appreciate getting my hands on one of these just for my own personal collection and amusement. The COFFEE, which is what they call it, the COFFEE, which stands for Computer Online Forensics Evidence Extractor, is a USB thumb drive that was quietly distributed to a handful of law enforcement agencies last June. Microsoft General Counsel Brad Smith described its use to the 350 enforcement experts attending the company conference on Monday. The device contains 150 commands that can dramatically cut the time it takes to gather digital evidence, which is becoming more important to real-world crimes, as well as cybercrime. It can decrypt passwords, analyze computers' internet activity, as well as data stored on the computer. Hmm. It also eliminates the need to seize the computer itself, which typically involves disconnecting from the network, turning off the power, and potentially losing data. Instead, the investigator can scan for evidence on site, which means
very subtle.
You go in, you plug it in, you wait 10 minutes, you walk away, no one knows you were there. It also, more than 2,000 officers in 15 countries, including Poland, the Philippines, Germany, New Zealand, United States, are using the device, which Microsoft provides for free. Somebody out there has got to be able to get one of these things. These are things we invest substantial resources in, but not from the perspective of selling it to make money. Smith said in interviews, we're doing this to help ensure the internet stays safe. Safety or freedom? Choose.
Now, is this using back doors on Microsoft products?
Nope. Well,
is it a general use thing?
Well, they're only giving it out to law enforcement, and it's assumed that it's going to be used against crimes. They did it quietly. Yeah, maybe there's some. Interesting to get my hands on one of those things just to reverse engineer that bitch. Anybody's got any more information on that or has copies of one? Or as a WOG equivalency test, I'm going to need something like that for season 3 of patrolling. We want to get ourselves, like, what would be, like, you know, you'd want to have...
The kit.
Well, you want to have 5 or 6 thumb drives, right?
Yep.
So you got the blue drive, the red drive, the green drive,
different
depending on
purposes.
What you need. You know, like, bang, and it goes. Let's try a different crack stick. Bang, and it goes.
Yep.
You got to have your OS. You got to have everything on there so you're portable, so you're ready to move, so you can drop and you can rock and you can roll. That's the idea. Now, today's daily hack is a very specific daily hack because talking about these Shadowrun things as law enforcement is going on, we make a lot of jokes and talk a lot of bullshit on this show. But the one thing we need to remember is hacking your mind. Hack the mind. The mind is the only weapon. Everything else is secondary, okay? This is what you need to focus on. And in our culture, dumbing down the brain is becoming like a sort of a joke. It's what we need to do. You know, alcohol's legal, no problem. But any kind of hallucinating drug, of course, that might be
mind-expanding. No.
Fuck no. Can't have that.
Don't want new ideas.
No, God, no. We can't have you thinking sideways or something. That would never work. But not only that, we never get any of the nutrients we need for our brain, and we never put any focus on training your brain. For a short while there, hackers were sexy. Smart was sexy for about 2 years there. And they went, oh, shit, what are we doing?
Then they villainized it.
That's right. But now, with this particular story here, I'll just read this out here. Can mental training improve your intelligence? No video game or mental puzzle has convincingly been shown to work. But now a group of neuropsychologists claims it's found a task that can add points to a person's IQ. And the harder you train, they say, the more you gain. The so-called fluid intelligence, or GF, is the ability to reason, solve problems, and think in the abstract. It correlates with professional educational success and appears to be largely genetic. Past attempts to boost GF have suggested that although training, you can achieve great gains in specific training tasks itself, the gains do not transfer to other tasks. Now, Susan Jaggi at the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, U.S., and her colleagues say this is not true. They've invented 70 healthy... They invited 70 healthy adults to participate in a challenging training exercise known as the dual and back task. The exercise involves tracking small squares on a screen that pop up in a new location every 3 seconds. Volunteers have to press a button when the current location is a duplicate of two views earlier. At the same time, consonants are played through the headphones. If a button is pressed, if the letter is the same as the one heard plays earlier, blah, 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 blah. So it's like this weird little game they play.
Yeah.
It definitely challenges the old opinion. So they're saying that you can actually train your IQ to be smarter. Well, and this is not just...
For very specific tasks, I said. So you can put it on target on certain things, which is good.
Which is good, but before, the old data said that you'd only be good at certain tasks.
Yeah.
This new data says it's transferable so that it actually boosts your IQ in a cumulative way.
Right, get your brain going.
Now, and I've got further data in today's daily hack, which talks about your links to... I've got a link that links memory to IQ. Mm-hmm. So memory training will also boost your IQ. And as well, I've got a link there for some basic brain science. So you understand what's going on. What is the mind? I mean, how much... Think about this logistically now. Think about how much you know about computer. The computer you're using right now. Chances are, especially if you're here in Second Life, you know a bunch. You know, it's the CPU.
Run the program.
You can probably build one. You know what I mean? What do you know about your brain?
It's in my head.
How much water are you drinking? How much water are you drinking? Simple question. How much fucking water are you drinking? Yeah. If you are not drinking enough water, your brain is going to suffer. That's just the truth. And there's a ton of stuff you can do. Wogs need to look after the brain case, man. The human neocortex is the most complicated thing we currently know of. And unless we can look after that, things are going to get severely fucked up, man. Yep. Things can get really
That's the most important thing.
You do.
You can lose all your limbs, but if you lose your brain...
Oh, yeah. Well, they're finding ties now between diabetes and Alzheimer's. They're finding all sorts of ties between these brain degeneration diseases.
Yeah.
And you got to think, if there was some Illuminati-type organization that was running things, would they want smart slaves or dumb slaves? Me and the WWE say dumb slaves. Because all you got to do is look at that, and it's like, you know, oh, my God. It's unbelievable, you know. But today's Recomedia, I got some conflicting Recomedia here. One is a soldier documentary called Warriors the Film.
Okay.
It's coming out talking about the warrior mindset, what it means to be a soldier.
Interesting.
Very, very. It's kind of militainment,
okay.
To be fair. But
you have to see past that.
You have to see past that and understand that this is just a training method. And like I said, when you give a soldier a red pill, he turns into a wog.
Mm-hmm.
And the red pills are being handed out by the military in Iraq like they're going out of fucking style. These guys are coming back and they're feeling lost, dejected, they feel betrayed. They got all these skills they can't use. Bang! The wogs are there for you. We have got a place for you, sir. You are well respected. You've got tactics. You've got critical thinking. You are, in fact, a wog. And to couple that, I've got an excerpt here from a very rarely do I link to articles with Recomedia.
Right.
But I'm going to read to you an excerpt by a speech delivered in 1933.
Okay.
By General Smedley Butler of the U.S. Marine Corps. Very decorated.
Smedley.
Yeah, this guy's a famous dude. And he says, quote, "War is a racket. There are only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes. The other is for the Bill of Rights. Period. War for any other reason is simply a racket. It may seem odd for me, a military man, to adopt such a comparison. Truthfulness compels me to. I spent 33 years and 4 months in active service as a member of this country's most agile military force, the Marine Corps. And this is the Marine Corps in 1933. This is post-World War I. Okay, so they were doing the shit. I served in the commission ranks as a second lieutenant to a major general. And during that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and for the bankers. I suspect that I was just part of the racket at the time. Now I'm sure of it. Like all the members of the military profession, I never had a thought of my own until I left the service. My mental faculties remained in suspended animation while I obeyed the orders of higher up. This is typical with everyone in the military service. I helped make Mexico safe for American oil interests in 1914. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National City Bank boys. I helped the rape of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefits of Wall Street. I helped purify Nicaragua of the international banking house of Brown Brothers in 1909-1912. I brought the light to the Dominican Republic for American sugar interests back in 1916. In China, I helped to see the Standard Oil went its way unmolested. During those years, I had, as the boys in the back room would say, a swell racket. Looking back on it, I feel as though I could have given Al Capone a few hints. The best thing I could do was operate in his racket, and the best he could do was operate his racket in three districts. This is Al Capone.
Yep.
But I operated on three continents. Now, how much has changed in the last 100 years? Not a lot.
Not a lot. It's all hindsight. At the time, it's like, rah, rah, rah.
Not a lot.
Looking back 10 years,
but you
years.
Mustn't let yourself give in to the twisted mindset of, you know, oh, it's us and them. No, no, it's all us. There is no them except for the people who are the rich cats trying to pull the strings to get everybody to kill each other. And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. And if you cannot donate, please do distribute this program. If you can donate, please do so by clicking on the Dark Donate tab on the Dark Atlas website or send an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 18121, 1215C, 56th Street, Delta PC Canada, V4M2M4. And I want to thank the Army of Flying Monkeys for the assistance in gathering data. If you have information you would like to send me, you can reach me at newsreel@rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, check out some Psytrance. And I'm going to fade out now with an NPR report talking about the role of avatars in relation to people in the real world.
Interesting.
So I'm going to have to chop this down pretty tight because I'm running out of space here, and I might even be running out of space on the show. Maybe next time. I don't think I'm going to have time to run it. I'm already at 57 minutes. It's a good show. I think I'm just going to fade out with music today, guys. Sorry about that. But next time, we'll throw that into the show and go from there. So you got anything else?
No, that's good.
All right. Remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. Until next time, hey, that's what server said. End of line.
You are like Lee to be eaten. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. It got narrated at you in the second person. Every time you put it up, it seems you got another version of your life told to you by a status line blinking. The impossible people you could be without thinking. Yourself insane of personality problems. With a mob on a dropship or trying to stab a goblin that don't play. In public life, you get arrested. Psychoactive medication daily in your big intestine. And the testing that the voices in your head sent the dwarf shot first. Embedded arrow, then you bled for doctors with needles. Posit repeatedly that you knocked down that midget in the park unneededly. This has seeded the idea that you should never venture from the house. Never get misunderstood by the non-player characters inhabiting Earth. None of whom are too concerned about Norton Bird. Not one of whom ever aimed a fish around the room. Trying to get it in the ear canal because doom be set. The last plan.